so you feel the tension. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending that we're just friends. Stop pretending that we're just friends. Stop pretending. Tomorrow, when it's over, and we're sober, I just wanna believe that you miss me, but I shouldn't, cause we're just friends. Now we're day drunk, in the backseat of a taxi, and you're telling me you wanna kiss me, but we shouldn't, cause we're just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we give it a try. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? Smoke a cigarette and talk about exes. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending that we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more guess, how you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending that we're just friends. Stop pretending that we're just friends. Stop pretending that we're just friends. Maybe we go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it a try. So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? Smoke a cigarette and talk about exes. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, how you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends.
We will have the jackpot song for you coming up shortly. Right now it is 7 o'clock. Let's get news with Eva.
Good morning. Frustration and tears from fans at Maple Leaf Square last night as the Leafs got pummeled by the Florida Panthers 6-1.
It's over. It's over.
The reigning Stanley Cup champions now lead the series 3-2. Leafs head coach Craig Berube even started the third period with his fourth line. Game 6 is in Florida on Friday. Ontario Premier Doug Ford is set to table his budget later today. He says his previous budget plans have changed due to U.S. President Trump's tariffs. It's expected to include new investment with an aim on making Ontario less reliant on the U.S. Bike lanes may be targeted by the Ford government today. According to reports, Premier Doug Ford will look to remove bike lanes on Queen's Park Crescent and Avenue Road south of Davenport. The announcement is expected to be made later today. In sports, Leafs lost to the Panthers 6-1. Scepters lost to Minnesota 4-3 in overtime, losing the best of five series 3-1. Jays beat the Rays 3-1. They play again this afternoon, and TFC lost to Cincinnati 1-0. CHFI weather. Today, sun and cloud with a slight chance of showers. High of 22, humid X near 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, risk of thunderstorms and a low near 12. Tomorrow, morning showers, then mainly sunny with a high near 27, humid X near 30. Right now, it's 14. Northbound on the 400. As you approach Aurora Road, it looks like those two right lanes are still closed for the truck fire cleanup. It's jammed up from north of King Road. South 400 approaching Innisfil Beach Road. Partial right lane blocked off because of a stalled tractor trailer. East 401 east of Bayview Collectors. The two left lanes are closed, and that's all because of a collision. Now at Lexus of Richmond Hill, lease a 2025 NX350 all-wheel drive F Sports Series 1 from 2.9% for 24 months. Lexus of Richmond Hill, a division of Wayne's Auto Group.
Win your share of $50,000
right now.
I can't stop the feeling.
It's CHFI's $50,000 music jackpot.
This is your chance to win $250, or you can put that into win a bigger jackpot. And that draw happening for that jackpot is coming up fast.
Yeah, two Mondays from now, Monday, May 26th. The jackpot's at $26,500. You can take your shot at that, which I'm calling year-changing money, or you can take $250, which is kind of like day-changing money. The jackpot song this hour, it is Ed Sheeran, Shivers, and it is coming up within the next 5 minutes.
Deep within my soul, I feel
turn back time. Impossible as it may seem, but I wish I could. So bad, baby. Quit playing games with my heart.
Call 416-872-2434 right now.
Be caller 16 and win your share of $50,000.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more.
$50,000 music jackpot.
And we have caller 16 with us. It is Silvana DePreta of Beaton, Ontario. Good morning, Silvana. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
You know, I was listening to Gurdeep talking to you on the phone, and you weren't on speaker. I could just hear you through the headset with your excitement of being caller 16.
Oh my God, that's great. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, it's your lucky day. Have you been trying to play this game for some time?
I have. Yeah, it's very hard to get through, but you know what? It's perfect. Perseverance.
Yes.
Stick with it. I'm glad you said that. Stick with it. I know if you haven't gone through yet, you're like, oh, it's never me, or it's busy, or I'm caller 5 or caller 12. Stick with it. You will be caller 16, hopefully, at some point. Silvana, what was the jackpot song this hour?
Shivers.
By
Ed Sheeran.
Yes. Okay. So now we can move on to the next step where you have a decision to make, Silvana.
Okay.
You have to decide, do you want to take $250 right now because you're caller 16 and luckily you got through? Or do you want to forego the $250 and instead put it towards our growing jackpot? I'll remind you right now, it's sitting at $26,500 and there are 63 people in for the draw.
63. Well, I'll take the money. I'll take the $250 and at least I can go for dinner with my family.
Nice.
Okay, you're taking the sure thing that's in front of you right now. No shame in the game. $250. You're going to go for dinner, you think?
Yes.
It's a long weekend coming up. You can spend it on yourself.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah, I'll think about that. Thank you.
You're like, forget dinner with my family. It's $250 for Silvana.
That's right. You got it.
Well, congratulations, and thank you so much for listening to the Gujar and Gudeep Show.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Your next chance to win is this morning at 8.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
on the Pooch and Gurdeep show, and we got a question for you. Are fans justified in throwing jerseys on the ice? It happened last night at Scotiabank Arena. We're going to get into it coming up.
With THY Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. The northbound 400 approaching Aurora Road, two right lanes are still closed for a truck fire cleanup. It happened around 5 this morning. It's still quite slow from north of King Road. South 400 approaching Innisfil Beach Road, partial right lane blocked because of a stalled tractor trailer. East 401 approaching Leslie and the collectors, the two left lanes are closed. That's for a collision, so that's causing delays. And we still have ongoing slowdowns eastbound on the Gardner from the Humber Bridge all the way through to Dufferin. Drive into your locally owned and operated Mr. Lube for warranty-approved oil changes and same-day tire services. Mr. Lube, proudly Canadian, no appointment needed.
98.1 CHFI.
Seeker. Have you met Seeker? Canada's free app for your ears.
He won the $10,000 total recall.
Woo! You know how you win in the postseason? Power pitching, power hitting.
Well, easily search the shows you love.
I snorted. You have to keep replaying.
And share the highlights that make you laugh and enter the contest you want to win.
S-E-E-K-R.
Download the free app from the App Store or Google Play. Seeker, seek your sounds.
Hey, it's Pooja Honda. Maintaining a home is a lot of work. And when it comes to my eaves troughs, I've learned that I need to have them cleaned twice a year in order to avoid any problems. But with so much on my mind and on my plate, let's face it, come fall, I'm probably going to forget. Not with my Jiffy app. Did you know that you can actually save money on repeat jobs right on the Jiffy app? You click schedule and save, and Jiffy will send you a reminder of your repeat job, as well as give you a discount just for setting up the reminder. So when I booked my eaves trough cleaning this time, I went ahead and scheduled my next one in the fall right on the app. You can Jiffy it and forget it. One less thing to worry about around the house, and one more thing Jiffy is helping me with this spring. This is why Jiffy is my go-to. You can download the Jiffy app or sign up on JiffyOnDemand.com with the code CHFI for $25 off your first job. That's CHFI for $25 off. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
Lunch just got better at Kelsey's. Try our $13.99 flatbread duos, plus new brunch menu. Sizzling steak and eggs, avocado toast and classic breakfast sandwich. Don't forget $5 mimosas and Caesars at Kelsey's, the original Roadhouse. Taxes extra, must be legal drinking age. Dine in only at participating restaurants from open till 3.
At Food Basics, 1.74 to 1.89 liters Silk Almond Beverage or a 4-pack of Oikos Greek Yogurt are $2.88 each. Wowza! Only until May 21st. Shop in-store and online. Food Basics, always more for less.
It's time to head outdoors to put that active lifestyle in gear. Now, get moving and stay moving with help from Healthy Planet. From May 8th to 28th, save up to 30% on vitamins and supplements, sports nutrition, organic and natural groceries, health and beauty products, and more. Look for the red maple leaf in store and Canadian filter online at healthyplanetcanada.com. Healthy Planet. Proudly Canadian-owned and your one-stop health shop for everyday value.
98.1 CHFI proudly celebrates National Nurses Week.
Take a moment and think of everything they've done for us and continue to do each and every shift.
Hi, my name is Kim Barrett, and I want to say thank you to all of the nurses that are working day in, day out to keep us all safe. We are so grateful for you, and we could not thank you enough for being our Earth Angels.
Good morning. So the Leafs were embarrassed and booed off the ice last night. You know that. Did you see a couple of fans threw jerseys on the ice? You think fans were justified in that, or was that a step too far? We are going to get into it right after T-Swift.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me. I guess you didn't care, and I guess I like that. And when I felt hard, you took a step back without me. Blame is on me.
your trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been. Till you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been. Cry, pretends he doesn't know that he's the reason why you're drowning, you're drowning, you're drowning, e-e-e-ing. And I heard you moved on from whispers on the street. A new notch in your belt is all I'll ever be. And now I see, now I see, now I see, e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-
15 degrees right now. We're making our way up to 22. A mix of sun and cloud. Just a slight chance of showers today, and it will be muggy.
Now back to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sound fun. 98.1 CHFI.
The Leafs could have been playing I Knew You Were Trouble about the Panthers walking into Scotiabank Arena.
We should have known.
We knew they were trouble, and they've now proved that they are trouble.
No, but then somehow they convinced us that, you know what, maybe they're beatable. Maybe we can beat them, because we did twice.
And now we got bad blood. Sorry, we could go far down this
we
road.
We keep going.
We know the Panthers all too well. All right, so last night was really bad. It was horrible. It's one of those ones you burn the tape. I don't know, you can't really, there's no teachable moments taken from last night's game. It's an atrocity. Maybe you bailed early. Maybe you kept watching. Maybe you've seen the highlights this morning on Sportsnet. So the loss was bad, but then a couple of things happened that I want to get everyone's take on. What do you think about this? It's two things, really. There's fans were leaving very early. There were fans that were leaving in the second period. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you paid for the ticket. That's up to you, I guess, if you want to leave early.
By the second period, at least when I was watching, I think it was like 3-0 at that point.
It got to 4-0, I believe, in a second.
Like, you can understand why people are leaving.
I guess, but then there's all the blue-collar Leaf fans at home who can't afford to go to a Leaf game, haven't had the privilege of going to a Leaf game, and you're like, these rich folks are in here and they're just leaving early? These super expensive tickets? There's that, and then also, there were at least two fans that threw jerseys on the ice, including an Austin Matthews jersey that hit the ice. The players saw it. You can see the players looking over at it. The ref picked it up, skated it off. And I just wonder, do you think the fans are justified in doing that? Or is that a step too far? Is that too disrespectful?
Well, it's also, like, expensive. Jerseys are not cheap.
No, like, you're looking at $250, $300, depending on if it was an official or a replica, whatever. Call it $200 minimum. Plus, you're sitting close enough to throw that jersey. You're not hitting the ice from the nosebleeds. So you're probably sitting in the platinums or the golds, which are costing you at least $1,000 a ticket. then the jury, like, listen, it's your money. You can spend your money how you want, but is that too disrespectful? Is that like the equivalent of burning a flag or stepping on a sacred logo? Like, what, is
and,
it okay?
And if for anybody who was watching at home, was that the feeling you had? You're like, yeah, well, if I was there, I'd throw my jersey on the ice too. Like, maybe you were just like, yes, yeah, somebody needs to do it. Somebody needs to send them a message. Or is the feeling, wait a minute, okay, what are we really doing here? Thinking about what kind of, you know, message we're sending. Like, it's not a good look. It's not a good look. It's not good sportsmanship. It's none of the positive things that we teach our children.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a very valid point. And I actually don't know where I sit on this because I was so, what's the word? Not, the anger quickly dissipated into sort
dejected?
Of like apathy, dejection, numbness. I don't know that if I was there, I would have been fired up enough to like take my jersey off. I wouldn't do that just because it costs a lot of money. I can't afford to do that. But I don't necessarily fault the people who did because it's your money and it's your way of showing your protest. You're not getting that jersey back. Maybe you wake up and you regret it this morning. I don't know how I feel about it, but it's a strong sign because you know the players are seeing it. They may not hear your boos, but they're seeing that jersey hit the ice.
Yeah, and is it one of those things where cooler heads prevail? So maybe, you know, in hindsight, you wish you didn't do it. Is that one of those things where you just need to, like, sit in it for a little bit? And
maybe when you're at the Leaf store, like, you know, 5 months from now, buying another Auston Matthews jersey, you're like, I kind of wish I didn't throw that one.
Yeah.
I just want to know if you think it fans are entitled to do that. Your fans, you're allowed to cheer, you're allowed to boo, you're allowed to show your displeasure because you're paying all that money. Or is it a step too far?
Okay. Well, we're wondering from you. Give us a call, 416-872-2434, 416-872-CHFI. Those jerseys were thrown on the ice. Step too far or justified?
Let's go, girls. Like a woman. Like a woman. feel like a woman.
Find out what's going on in the world. Eva Fragiscatos, what's happening?
Good morning. Well, in the words of my daughters, what the heck, Leafs? Yeah, it was a brutal night at Scotiabank Arena as the Leafs were crushed by the Florida Panthers 6-1. The Panthers now lead the series 3-2. Leafs will head back to Florida for game 6 tomorrow night. The Ford government budget is expected to focus on countering the U.S. tariffs. Premier Ford is set to drop Ontario's 2025 spending plan today, and it's expected to favor spending over balanced books. The province's finance minister says he's focused on economic prosperity and giving workers more tools so Ontario can boost productivity. A former member of Canada's World Junior Hockey Team is expected to continue testifying today at the sexual assault trial of five of his ex-teammates. Yesterday, testimony from the complainant in the trial sparked arguments and contentions between the two sides, and the judge asked the jury to be excused four times. In sports, the Scepters lost to Minnesota 4-3 in overtime, losing the best of five series 3-1. Jays beat the Rays 3-1. They'll play again this afternoon. And TFC lost to Cincinnati 1-0. CHFI weather. Today, sun and clouds, slight chance of showers and a high of 22, humidex near 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, risk of thunderstorms and a low near 12. Tomorrow, morning showers, then mainly sunny with a high near 27, humidex near 30. Right now, it's 14. Northbound 400 approaching Aurora Road. Great news. Problems through there have cleared away. It's still slow from north of King Road. South 400 approaching Innisfil Beach Road. The right lane is closed off because of a stalled tractor trailer. We've got ongoing delays east on the Gardner from Islington and the Express to Dufferin. And on the westbound and eastbound 401, typical volume delays through there.
So sadly, the Leafs lost last night against the Panthers in Game 5. So are fans justified, though, for throwing jerseys on the ice? We're going to be getting to your calls and texts next.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want to touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellite. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, ta ta ta.
You're listening to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
On 98.1 CHFI.
So jerseys were thrown on the ice last night as the Leafs were embarrassed 6-1 on home ice, down 3-2 in the series. And I'm conflicted with jerseys being thrown on the ice because on one hand, fans paid for the tickets, fans paid for the jerseys. You feel somewhat entitled as a fan to show your displeasure. On the other hand, it does feel extremely disrespectful, and you're never supposed to throw anything on the ice. A few years ago, during the Phaneuf Kessel years, they threw waffles on the ice. Do you remember that? Some fan brought waffles.
Why?
And threw, I don't know, it was hilarious.
Oh, okay. My immediate thought goes to, I think about if my kids were with me or if they asked me about it, like, how would I justify this as, like, good sportsmanship?
Yeah.
Can't.
So what do you think? Were fans entitled to do what they did last night throwing jerseys, or is that a step too far? Beatrice and Allison, what do you think?
No, it's not justified. It's very unrespectful. Any game at all, whatever it is, you know that somebody has to win and somebody has to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very unrespectful. I think the people that were that angry, maybe it goes deeper, where they maybe bet a lot of money and, of course, are losing it. But no, it was not a nice game, but you shouldn't do that. And that's it brings the players even more down.
Yeah.
Beatrice, appreciate your perspective. Thank you for the call.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Also getting a lot of texts from you at 981-981. You're weighing in. Jessica from Oshawa writing, honestly, I think it's completely justified.
Oh.
It's been 21 years since we made it to the second round. Fans are frustrated, all caps. It's like they just gave up. It seems as though the Leafs have no desire to ever win the cup.
Right. And Jessica, they did make the second round a couple of years ago, but point taken. Yeah, they haven't gotten past the second round in very, very long time, since 2002, I believe. Another text coming in saying, it's justified. Had they played hard and lost, that's acceptable. The effort and body language were terrible pretty early, and that is not acceptable in the playoffs.
Let's get another call here. Cynthia from North York, what do you think?
I think it's downright disrespectful. Mm. Yes, it is. I don't care if they paid $1 million for it. When there's a team playing, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Yeah, it's like it's a sportsmanship thing almost, you know?
Yes, you support your team whether they win or whether they lose. That's the way it goes. You're either for them or not for them. Throwing your jersey on the ice or leaving or booing, that's downright disrespectful. That's the way I look on it.
Cynthia, thank you so much for weighing in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Another text coming here, 981-981. Are the fans justified in throwing their jerseys on the ice? Laura from Brampton says, I understand the frustration and how fans are feeling in the moment, but real talk, those jerseys ain't cheap. I'm not about to throw my money away like that because I'm mad at a bunch of guys who already make more than me. That's good perspective.
Good point. Yes.
We also got a text from Gary. Gary calls all the time, and he brought up a good point because I don't know what actually happened to the jerseys that are thrown on the ice because the fans aren't getting them back.
Right.
But Gary was saying they should go take those expensive jerseys that a lot of people would want to, like, sick children's hospitals and give them to kids.
Yeah, who would love to have them?
That's a really good point. I would like to know, if anyone's listening who knows what happens to jerseys that are thrown on the ice, maybe you work at Scotiabank, please text us.
Do you
think
they have like a lost and found equivalent?
I think if you throw
angry it, fan department.
Like, I know when a player gets a hat trick and you throw your hat on the ice,
yeah,
those you can get back. If you come down after the game, you can actually get those back if you want. A jersey that you're throwing on in frustration, I doubt you can get that back. If you have the answer to that, please tell us. Text us at 981-981.
We're getting ready for our jackpot song at 8 o'clock. This is all part of the CHFI $50,000 music jackpot where you have a choice to make. You can win $250 if you know and you can identify the jackpot song and be caller 16. Or you could forego that $250, put it towards a growing jackpot. We're doing the draw in less than 2 weeks. What will you decide?
On the east 401 east of Dixon, the second lane from the left is blocked. That's all because of a collision. You'll find it slow going through there. And then on the westbound 401, also busy with typical volume delays. On the south 400, all the problems that we had approaching Innisfil Beach Road have cleared away. East Gardner, that's still jammed up from Islington in the express all the way through to Dufferin. Exceptional quality, exceptional price. Save $5 on 750 milliliter bottles of Don Julio Blanco until May 31st. Enjoy responsibly, 19 plus.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
So have you ever wondered what happens if you forget to turn your phone onto airplane mode on a flight? Well, a pilot has now weighed in, and it may not be what you think. I'm going to tell you about it next.
I saw the fire in your eyes. I saw the fire when I look into your eyes. You tell me things you wanna try. I got to teach you.
Two stories you need to know. What you got, Pooch?
So have you ever wondered what would happen if you didn't put your phone on airplane mode on a flight? Maybe you just forgot. That happens sometimes. Turns out, nothing. Nothing happens. That according to Gary Cox, he's a pilot and a flight instructor with 7,000 flight hours. And you may have heard that it messes with the systems on board.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that's no longer true, that there is technology now that they have that can prevent that interference. But this is what could happen. It could mess with your headsets. So if, you know, you're watching something.
Not my in-flight entertainment.
Yes, it can, which maybe you didn't think of. It could also annoy passengers, obviously, because that could happen. But then imagine the pilots who are wearing headsets and they're trying to get in touch with air traffic control. You know, it wouldn't disrupt that. They'd still be able to communicate, but it sort of creates this buzzing noise and this sound. So, I mean, that's really the last thing you want to do is being annoying to the pilots.
They wouldn't start hearing what I'm hearing on my headset. Like, they start listening to the studio episode 4 with Seth Rogen. That's what they start hearing that.
No, that wouldn't happen.
Okay.
But yeah, it's probably important for them to hear clear instructions from the towers.
Yeah.
Rather than hearing that buzzing sound. So I would say that all this to say, turn off your phone. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's on airplane mode. But if for some reason you forget, don't panic.
Especially if you're flying into Newark, where they have lots of problems. Okay, so the Leafs got embarrassed last night, and I am wondering about this. Was last night Mitch Marner's last home game as a Maple Leaf? I got thinking about this because, so I posted on my Instagram story this very question, and it's getting a lot of traction. You can go vote at Gurdeep A. Right now, more than 700 people have weighed in, almost 80% of you saying that was Mitch Marner's last home game as a Maple Leaf. And why does this matter? Mitch Marner was drafted by the Maple Leafs. It's the only team he's ever known. He's from Toronto. He's local. It's the team he grew up cheering for. Been here his whole career. He has a beautiful house in Etobicoke with his wife, Steph.
Baby.
He just became a dad this month. So he is a homegrown success story, and I think everybody wanted this to really work out. It's been 9 years now and 9 sort of playoffs where you're getting this less than optimal Mitch Marner. His contract, Pooj, is up at the end of the season, and he is not extended with the Leafs yet. And this may be a mutual desire to part ways. Who knows? He has been made offers by the Leafs, and he has not put pen to paper. So is this it for Mitch? If he does not extend with the Leafs, he'll be free as of July 1st, Pooj, to sign with any team with no compensation coming back to Toronto.
So what you're saying is Game 5 might have been the last time we saw him play here?
It's possible, unless the Leafs win Game 6. And then, but yeah, this is sort of the bigger conversation that is going to start happening.
We just bought the kids a Marner jersey.
Did you really?
Yes.
You should have consulted with me first.
Darn it.
You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with this? HFI plays your favorite song.
And now they can win you your share of $50,000.
I can't stop the feeling.
It's CHFI's $50,000 music jackpot.
Listen for CHFI jackpot songs 6 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, 4, and 5.
When you hear them play, call in to win. It's up to you to decide.
Take the cash or enter the draw for a big jackpot.
I can't believe it.
It's CHFI's
$50,000 music jackpot.
Only on 98.1
CHFI.
I can't stop it.
Lone Star's new Three Amigo Meals from $13.99. You get chips and salsa, our new double-stacked Big Smash burger with fries and unlimited pop. Lone Star's new Big Smash, two handmade patties double-stacked with cheese, shredded lettuce, pickles, and secret sauce.
Hold up. Did you say chips, salsa, the Big Smash burger and fries, and unlimited pop for $13.99? Ooh, someone is getting fired over this.
New Three Amigo Meals from $13.99. Available Monday to Friday till 4 p.m. Only at Lone Star.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring, because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Greetings from New Jersey. We welcome you. Sky to shore. Sun to snow. Winning cities to historic towns. Plan your vacation at visitnj.org/CA.
Shack Shine will make your home look fresh and new.
We clean the grime,
scrub your foundation,
and driveway, porches, decks, and sidewalks.
We clean out your guttering
and windows.
Shack Shine will make your house twinkle, sparkle, and glow.
Visit ShackShine.com.
Bringing their major hits from the 90s and more to OLG stage at Falls View Casino. The Rembrandts.
I'll be there for you.
Lisa Loeb. Crash Test Dummies. The songs you love, new music, and fan-requested favorites. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. The Rembrandts, Lisa Loeb, and Crash Test Dummies. November 22nd, OLG stage at Falls View Casino.
Hi, it's Gary Kingston from Scarborough Nissan, where the My Choice sales event continues. Right now, finance a 2025 Nissan Sentra from 0% and choose from three great offers. $1,500 in Nissan finance bonus cash, a $1,500 accessory credit, or a three-year scheduled maintenance plan. And don't forget, our current inventory is tariff-free. Offers end May 31st, so hurry into Scarborough Nissan at Warden and Eglinton or visit ScarboroughNissan.com.
Hi, doctor.
Hi, good to see you. Is that bubble wrap on your foot?
Yeah, I've been hiding my gross toe.
Oh, that's toenail fungus.
It just looks gross.
It's actually a contagious infection that won't go away on its own. It can get worse and spread to other nails if you don't treat it.
Not my other toes.
But there are prescription treatments that can be applied directly to the nail.
Think you might have toenail fungus? Talk to your doctor.
Thank you sale at Linen Chest. Our way of saying thank you with unbeatable deals. Get 25% off almost everything, even clearance items already reduced by up to 70%. Bedding, kitchenware, decor, over 10,000 quality products to elevate your home. But hurry, the thank you sale ends this Monday at all Linen Chest stores. Don't miss your chance to shop and save big.
Dreaming of your next adventure? Intrepid Travel's World Sale is here. Save up to 20% on a huge range of small group adventures to dreamy destinations like Morocco, Italy, and Japan. Dive into the culture, food, and fun with new travel BFFs by your side and a local legend leading the way. Book your next adventure before trips fill up at intrepidtravel.com. Terms and exclusions apply. See website for details.
Every search for a home is a journey. Without a trusted professional to guide you, it's easy to lose your way. Realtors are held to a strict code of ethics that protects you with fairness and accountability. This ensures honest and ethical representation.
Booster Juice is the Dragon's Lair, where dragon fruit lives for a limited time. The Pink Dragon Booster Mixer, Dragon's Leia Smoothie, and Dragon Booster Ball await. Order now on the Booster Rewards app.
It is 8 o'clock, and man, I'm still recovering from that game last night. I bet you are, too. Let's get your news right now with Eva.
Good morning. A rough night for the Toronto Maple Leafs, who were demolished by the Florida Panthers 6-1 on home ice. Fans in Maple Leaf Square last night didn't even stay for the entire game.
Very soft, weak effort. Been doing this for 30 years and kind of done with this now.
The Leafs